first of all, let me ask you to introduce yourself for me.
Yeah, Anders Lund. I'm heading up marketing in Novozymes, being vice president out of our headquarters in Copenhagen.
Novozymes recently launched a new strategy, and why don't you tell me about that?
Yeah, our new strategy is called Partner for Impact. Essentially, one of the big changes that we try to make is that our success is highly dependent on working very closely with partners. In basically all industries that we cover, we rely heavily on partners. And one of the reasons why partners are extremely important is that we are an R&D-driven company. And that means that if you want to utilize your R&D efforts, which are quite significant, we invest 12 to 14% back in R&D of our revenues, then you need strong partners to develop new technologies with. And doing it on our own, we miss out on a lot of insights, and doing it together with partners, we found is an extremely efficient model to bring that to the market, both faster and more efficiently. So that's one element. The other element is, of course, the impact part of the new strategy. And that is that we try to essentially make a difference in the world with the technologies that we provide. And again, the more successful we can be with partners, the more impact these technologies will have in the marketplace. So that's essentially the essence about that whole whole strategy.
So what are the focus areas of the strategy, though?
So the focus areas we have identified four different focus areas. The first one is Rally for Change. Rally for Change is essentially sort of a way of expressing that we have ambitions that goes beyond just selling enzymes. We have an ambition of actually making a difference in the world, and one of the ways we do that is to team up with a lot of different partners in both the value chain, but also external partners, government agencies, lobbying institutes, so on. And that's how we rally for change to actually make a difference in the world. So it's also to say that not everything we do has a commercial focus. Something we do also has a focus of actually making a difference. So that's the first one. The other one that we highlight here is lead innovation. Being such a heavily invested in R&D, of course, innovation needs to be core into our new strategy. And lean innovation is that on every industry that we focus on, we need to be in front and be the best. We will be the ones that essentially break ground with new enzyme and microbe technologies in every sector that we participate in. That's our DNA. We've been doing that the last 40, 50 years, and we would like to continue to do that. The third one is focus on opportunities. And focus on opportunities is largely about being able to pick the right elements of where we would like to invest. And there's an endless opportunity area where you can put your investments, but we would like to put the ones where we believe we'll have the highest impact. And impact meaning that where we can make the biggest difference for Novozymes, for our customers, but also for you and me and society in general. So that's why we mean about focus on opportunities. The last one is grow people. We know that we will be heavily relying on having the best people in Novozymes. And if we are going to move this company to where we want it to be, we need to invest heavily in the people that we both hire and the ones that we already have employed. That's both leaders, but also everybody else working for Novozymes. So we put a lot of effort behind that as well.
Well, how does your strategy influence how you work with others?
So what I think you will experience if you walk around talking to a lot of the partners that we have today is that they would say that we are often very deep with Novozymes in working closely around R&D, but also in exploring new business models. Once you do that 3 years from now, I hope that you'll see much more partners saying that, both in other industries and also the ones that we already have, that they can see that we have become even more committed to these partnerships. So it's probably a continuation of what Novozymes always had been, a very partner-oriented company, but trying to extend that and do that even better. And then I think it's also the humble recognition that we can't do this on our own. We have had too many examples of us developing technologies where we got it wrong because we didn't work closely enough with partners. And that's where what we need to fix in order to get more value out of our investments. Simply because if we want to grow at a growth rate double digit, well, then you need to have a large contribution coming from new innovation. And again, that has to go through partners and deep partnerships.
Well, Anders, we at Domestic Fuel are honored to be partners with you, with Novozymes, here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. We thank you for giving us that opportunity to be able to bring the information here at FEW to the rest of the industry and the rest of your partners out there. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.